I'm Ariana Salerno.
And I'm Hannah Knipp.
And we are the hosts of the Mount Podcast.
So today we have two special guests. We have Mrs. Muratori and we have her husband, Mr. Muratori. And they are both phenomenal teachers here at the Mount. So would you guys like to introduce yourselves and your role in the Mount community?
Sure. So yes, I am Mrs. Muratori and I am a math teacher at the Mount. I've been teaching at the Mount for almost 10 years now. And not only am I a Mount teacher, but I am also a Mount alum. So I was a Mount student many, many, many years ago. In addition to teaching, I do some work with data analysis and accreditation for the school and strategic planning. And I also, when we could make music, I ran the music ministry club with Mrs. Burke, my sister, who also was a teacher and student at the Mount. And Mr. Muratori and I actually run the Math League and the Girls Who Code Club. So anyone's interested in coding or math, check out our clubs. They're pretty awesome.
Every Tuesday.
Mr. Muratori, I'll let you take that over.
I'm Mr. Muratori. I've been working at the Mount now for 15 years as a math teacher, bus driver, and coach. So wearing a lot of hats, but a lot of fun to see you guys in the classroom, outside the classroom, and of course the bus rides are always fun.
Great, let's get started. So I guess our first question is going to start, and instead of asking you first about your years at the Mount as a student, we're just going to go back a little bit and before you started teaching and say, where did life take you right after you graduated from the academy?
Okay. Right after I graduated from the academy, I went to college and I went to Cornell for my undergrad and I studied engineering and music. And it was probably the most incredible time of my life. I still go back to Cornell every year. I drag Mr. Muratori back to the Hill and go to all alumni events and just ran a virtual 5K actually that was posted all over Facebook. So I'm very active alum. After that, I went to grad school and I went to Columbia University Teachers College for two master's degrees in education. I studied all different types of fields like curriculum design, and I studied music education. I took a bunch more math courses. Just the world was my oyster, and I had a lot of fun when I was living in the city right after undergrad.
Wow, Cornell and Columbia, those are two excellent schools.
Thank you.
Ms. Muratori is an amazing teacher, so...
Yeah, I think I'm a forever learner. I always say that about myself. I wouldn't have had the college experience I had if it wasn't for the Mount. That, you know, it really prepared me with all my foundational skills, especially in math and especially in everything, in writing and thinking and analytical thinking. So it really helped me go far after I left the academy for sure.
All right. Well, our next question is, what has been your biggest achievement since graduating the Mount?
Oh my gosh. my biggest achievement since graduating the Mount. Well, it would definitely involve my education. I'm very proud of it. I think it's invaluable. So that was a huge achievement in my life. Also coming back to the Mount and being an educator here has been it's shaped who I am, and it's also shaped my life in so many ways because I met my husband at the Mount. I made wonderful friendships here, and I think now I'm pursuing a degree in data science that's completely online, but I think my biggest achievement has probably been learning, educating myself, growing as a person, and also like finding out where the world's going to take me someday. At the Mount especially, I think a huge achievement for myself was leading the accreditation process of our school. So in two or three years ago, every 10 years or so, schools have to go through accreditation processes, you know, just to make sure they're keeping up with standards and expectations so that when middle schools are looking at high schools to send, you know, students to their qualified, and colleges know they're accepting students from qualified high schools. And I was in charge of that process. So that was a huge moment in my life and my career as well, and also for the Mount.
Now that we know more about what happened post-graduation until now, we would love to learn about what life was like when you were a student here. So first things first, what made you want to attend the Academy?
Wow. Okay. So I grew up in the area. So I grew up in like the Greenbrook area. So Route 22 was a commonly traveled road for my family. And I remember ever since I was a little girl, like really young, my parents used to drive us down 22 and we would drive past the Mount and they'd say, look, Jacqueline, look. And I was like a really small kid. Look, Jacqueline, that's where you're going to go to high school someday. And they would point at the school. So it was sort of like something that my family always wanted for me. And therefore I wanted for myself too, eventually. Even before I was old enough to really want something. But, I applied to other high schools, but the Mount was always the place that I really wanted to go. I found it to be prestigious. I really loved the curriculum they offered. And, I also know my parents knew Mrs. Toriak fairly well too, because they used to work with her. So they had connections to the Mount and knew what the school was like. And I think they really wanted me to be a part of that school someday. So I always remember that story. I always tell my students that story at some point in my teaching. Some people have similar experiences to that too. Some people are like, yeah, my parents used to say something like that too when I was younger. So. Yeah, it was destiny.
Yeah, I had a similar experience. I feel like whenever we ask people why they chose to come to the Mount, it's always like, oh, I was driving past 22 and I saw the amazing campus and like the big clock tower up in the trees. And I feel like our campus and like all that we have to offer with like our curriculum is all just like really like obviously the campus draws you in, but then like once you come up for like open house, you really get to see like what an amazing school it is. And it's like so amazing to like think that it's had such an ongoing legacy for such a long time that a lot of students decide that the Mount is where they want to be for similar reasons. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of the guests we've had on the podcast say that they first saw the Mount because of Route 22. So I guess it's kind of a fun fact.
There used to be a Sears right across the street. So every time we went to Sears, we would go to Sears and then we see, oh, there's the Mount. But it wasn't, you're right. It's not until you actually drive up the hill and walk the campus and you're inside and you hear the students and the faculty teaching and you see it during Christmas time. Like, oh my gosh, the Mount during Christmas time is probably my favorite thing about the whole year, so I totally agree, girls. I'm glad especially, other people share that.
Yeah, especially with the snow. I love the way the Mountain looks with the snow. I mean, it's not too fun to drive, but definitely to look at. It's a lot of fun.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I feel like 22 might be a little bit of like a turnoff, but like once you drive up the hill, it's like we're on our own little oasis.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You don't even realize you're on 22. But I also love about our campus, which a lot of people don't really realize, you can see the whole entire New York City skyline.
Yep.
It's so, especially at night, it's so beautiful.
It is. We park by Gabriel Hall, me and Mr. Miratori. So every night we often work late, we're walking out and you see it and it's all lit up and absolutely gorgeous. I agree. Sometimes when the weather's good, which I'm really excited for that to happen soon, we would just take a walk, or me and Mrs. Burke would go out and go for a walk on our free times or our lunch just to enjoy the beauty of the campus. So I'm definitely with you guys on that.
All right, so our next question is, what sports or activities did you participate in, inside or outside of your high school years?
Well, I was in the chorale, so I sang. I'm a singer, so that was a huge part of what I did there. I also was in the band. I played clarinet all 4 years. I did drama. I did school musical 1 year. My parents wouldn't let me do the school musical until my senior year because they were afraid it was going to take up too much time, like academically. So I had to wait till my senior year, and we did You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. And it was so fun. And probably one of my favorite experiences at the Mount. And, not to mention Mrs. Burke, who is my younger sister, she got to be in the play when she was a freshman. So I don't know why they were holding out for me. I had to wait 4 years, but then Mrs. Burke got to do it right away. And she did Godspell, actually. That, I think that was one of her first plays she did at the Mount. So it was very, very active in the arts and music. I played intramural volleyball. I didn't actually play a sport at the Mount. I didn't, that was another thing. Sports are such a big time commitment. And that was something that my parents were also concerned about. I had very strict parents. I don't know if you know that growing up. But I did get very involved, and a lot of it was surrounded by music. I was student council for, I think, maybe all 4 years. It must have been all 4 years. And I was senior class president as a senior. Sister Lisa always loves to talk about that. So just a little bit about what I was very involved in the school. Sorry,
honey. Yeah, we can tell you're in almost everything. But regarding the arts, it's kind of funny how you made a full circle moment. Now you are one of the judges every year when you do like the musical auditions and stuff. So that's definitely really funny how
they do. They know I love the arts and I love theater. And Mrs. Drew very graciously asks me every year to help and judge. And I really do enjoy it because you guys are phenomenal. It's just so much fun being involved in the program now.
I remember my freshman year and I was in the cabaret, the Envelope Please. Mm-hmm. You're backstage and I was a freshman, so I didn't have you or Mr. Muratori as a teacher yet, but all of the upperclassmen were saying, Mr. and Mrs. Muratori are coming, we're so excited. And I really didn't really know who you were, but everyone was so excited. They're sitting in the back, look for them. So everyone was pointing them out and stuff. They were so excited when you guys are there. They love when like you and Mr. Muratori are in attendance for our art stuff. We love that.
Honestly. Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah.
We love to be there. We get super excited. That was a wonderful production too. I remember the Envelope Please. That was really nicely done. Yeah, we love being a part of that. Well, as you know, I was in the fall drama, or I guess the Christmas play.
No, yes,
cameo.
I was watching it, and I was like, wait, what? And then I was like, oh, so there's a special guest. It's obviously Mrs. Muratori.
Yeah, that was awesome too. Yeah, you guys are doing a wonderful job with the drama productions. I can't wait for the spring. I can't wait what's in store for us now.
Yeah, we'll be good. So next, was there a specific class or teacher that inspired you to pursue your current career?
Yeah, actually. So I had a teacher, a math teacher named Miss O'Doherty. She was actually from Ireland, but you know, she was living in America, and she became like, I think she was the math department chair at one point, but I had her for Algebra 2, and she was just like extremely inspiring. She saw something in me. She knew I loved math, and like she would meet with me after school. Like I would come to her classroom and she'd give me like extra problems and hard problems. And she was the one that pursued me to go like onto an honors track and to take eventually AP Calc someday. So I just remember being excited and challenged and just really hungry for the math when I was in her class. And I will never forget that. And it made me want to be a math teacher, actually. And the rest is history.
I feel like there's a lot to learn in math. Like, it's never like, you're never confined to like a certain amount of like topics they can cover. Like there's always more to be learning. And I don't know, I just feel like, because like when I was a freshman and I came to the Mount, it was obviously very different from middle school. Yeah. And I feel like Miss Frazier really helped me a lot to transition into high school. And obviously this year, because of like COVID and it's like my junior year and it's the big year, I feel like you and Miss Malloy have also done like a really good job with like keeping me motivated and keeping me here to learn. So that's like, it's exciting that you also had a similar experience.
Yeah, I'm so glad to hear that. Yeah, our math department is fabulous. We are super strong. Everyone's really passionate about their subject. Like we love just talking about math. Like we'll just do that with each other as faculty members. So, and we, you know, and all faculty at the Mount, I think, really do care
about our students. Like, we like that individual, like Hannah, when you were in my classroom after school the other day and we were just talking, like, I love that. And I wish, like, normally we have so much more of that in like a non-COVID situation too. So
math at Mount is a blast. And I'm not saying that's easy, but it's a lot of fun.
I am only quoting you. Can I take that quote? Math at Mount is a blast. I love it.
It is. It really is. I love it.
My career is done. I think that's my greatest accomplishment right there, to hear that.
It's not boring. It's entertaining. I love it.
I'm glad to inform you that Mrs. Muratori's stat class is very fun and very exciting, and we learn a lot, and it's really good. It's really good. So. I feel like going back to like what we were talking about, how like we could have that one-on-one relationship, like I could go in and have a conversation with you. I feel like all of our teachers in every department are all very personable.
Yeah.
In that sense where like I could go into my Spanish teacher and do the same thing, or my English teacher, and I just feel like that's like one of my favorite parts about Matt is the relationships that the students can make with their teachers.
I totally agree. I think that's probably my favorite thing about the Mount from when I was a student, because I had that too, just as you talk about having that with your teachers, I had that with my teachers, but also what I have with my students now, and also what I have with my fellow faculty members. We are a family. It is a community. It is so much more than a school. And that's why I stay here, because it's a lifestyle. It's a meaningful, it's service for me. And it's really my world. You know, my husband's here. My sister used to work here. I love my students. I love my coworkers. We have the best faculty around. I am like so impressed every day by the people I work with. So I agree with you, Hannah. I think that's a very good observation you're making.
I also think the size of our school, it plays a factor into why it's like that. Because as you know, Hannah has said, my relationships with my teachers are so strong. I could probably go into any given hallway at any of the buildings at Mount and go into a room and just sit down. The teacher would ask me about, hey, how's that? How's your forensics going? They know a lot about us, which I really love. And it's just very comforting to know that they want to see us succeed. And they are interested in us outside of like just being on how we can solve this one equation. They want to know what we're like, you know, as a student overall. And I think that's super important to have in a Mercy school.
I agree. You are whole people, and we love each and every part of you, not just the student part.
Yes. All right. So do you still keep in touch with other Mount alumni?
So via Facebook, absolutely. I'm actually friends on Facebook with a lot of people that I graduated with and, you know, amongst throughout the class years. I keep in touch with my sister, who is 3 years below me. but I am not the class agent. Mrs. Stout was asking if I'm the class agent. I don't think I am for my class year. I was class of 2001. And so I am friendly. I wouldn't say I like see them all the time, but I do keep in touch with my classmates. And it's always great to see them at events and also talk to them on, you know, social media when I can.
Mrs. Muratori, I just have to ask, I also am a Mount sister, like my sister went to Mount too. So how do you, I'm just curious, I love asking Mount sister this, do you see a lot of parallels from, like when you're talking to your sister about the Mount, like is it, for me, it's a lot of fun to talk to my sister about her experience versus mine and the teachers we had. So do you and Mrs. Burke enjoy discussing that about when you guys were in high school?
Absolutely. Yeah, we love to. We talk about when we were in high school. We actually had very different experiences at the Mount in high school. We also studied very different things. Like I was totally a math science person and she was like an English person. So it was like, she was all about the humanities. But we both had the arts in common. So we were both totally musically involved. Anything music, we were both involved in. And we even got to be in some things together, because when I was a senior, she was a freshman. So, you know, and I would say she's lucky because I used to drive her to school when she was a freshman. Like how many people get to be driven to school every day as a freshman by their older sister? I don't know. But yeah, so we used to have so much fun driving in. So we always talk about that and, you know, leaving, like driving down the hill and rocking out. And you know, singing, we got to sing in the chorale together, and we got to do a lot of cool things because we did overlap that one year too. And not only that, we can talk about our student experiences, but we also can talk about our faculty experiences because we did overlap as faculty members. In fact, Mrs. Burke was the reason why I even considered working at the Mount. So after I was in grad school, after I graduated and got my master's, I was living in upstate New York for a while and thinking about coming back to Jersey. And my sister told me, she was like, hey, there's a math science job open and you wanna check it out? And she was the one who told me how amazing it was to work at the Mount as a faculty member. It was a whole new experience for us, right? Because we only knew the Mount as students. So when she told me how the girls were and how her coworkers were and how the place was like this beautiful community and family, she was like, these are the best students you're ever gonna teach ever. And when I got here, she was absolutely right. I wouldn't teach anywhere else ever for the rest of my life. I told Sister Lisa that. I only wanna teach at the Mount. So yeah, yes, we do. We absolutely talk about the school all the time. That was a long answer to your question.
It's perfect. You answered our next two questions, actually. So you hit it right on the nail. So with that you were both a student and a teacher at the Mount, does your perspective of a student change considering you were once in our shoes?
Oh yeah. One of the things I usually say to my students when I'm teaching is like, I know a lot about what you're going through, and I know how it feels to be on that side of the classroom because I was once there. Like, I sat in many of those desks. I even had Mrs. Brennan as a teacher. I had Senora Senior as a teacher, Mrs. Abrams. You know, Miss Materia taught me how to drive. I did my 6 hours and driver's ed with her. So like I lived the Mount experience as a student. So, and I know what it's like. I stayed up till 2-3 a.m. working on reports and projects and studying. And sometimes I went to bed because I was tired and then I wasn't prepared the next day. So, you know, I know what it's like to be a student. I'm still a student too, you know? So I really do empathize with you guys and I appreciate how hard you work and I appreciate what it is like to be a student, even from the faculty perspective.
I love that. I love that you can relate to us in that sense, because a lot of the time teachers might not get it. So I really respect that you understand like all the hard work we're putting in, because you firsthandedly experienced it not too long ago.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I mean, you know, expectations, we have to have them. And Hannah, you know, from my AP Stat class, there are expectations. But, you know, we do appreciate how hard you work, especially this year during COVID. I know how insane this year has been for all of us, teachers, students. And I have to say, I want to especially commend my faculty members and my students for just how incredibly hard they're working and how so flexible you guys have been, you know, in this crazy, crazy time. So yes, thank you. And I appreciate you all.
Our next question is, might be a lot, but it's how different do you think your life would be if you never attended the Academy?
Oh my gosh. Well, I think my life would be completely different. The Mount has shaped who I am. You know, I don't know where I would have gone to college if I hadn't gone to the Mount. I don't know if I would have discovered my love for music. I wouldn't have Miss O'Doherty as a math teacher. And I don't know if I would have really developed that love and drive for mathematics. I don't know where I would have ended up. I mean, I met my husband teaching at the Mount. I don't know if I would have come back to the Mount to teach if I hadn't gone to school there. Maybe I wouldn't have even known what the place was like. And, you know, and I did come there and I met the love of my life. Actually, I think he's right outside the door. Oh, here he is. He's coming in. Wait.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Hi, Mr. Muratori.
This seems like a lot of fun.
It's so much fun. We're having a blast. Yeah, we do have our next question. Our next question, since you're here, is how is it to work with your husband or like with your spouse at the Mount?
For me, should I go first?
Well, absolutely. I'll go first.
For me, it is fantastic. You know, we drive in together. We're the type of couple that loves being together. We do everything together. We exercise together. We cook together. He is my sous chef, we call him, because I do like the serious cooking. But yeah, he does the chopping. you know, we just, you know, so it's being able to work together. Like, we have the commute time together where we can, you know, sing songs and have fun on the way in. You know, we can collaborate professionally, right? Because we're both in the math department, so we can exchange ideas. We share the same vacations, which is fabulous, right? So our calendars Disney are completely World. In sync. We like to go to Disney World sometimes, or, you know, travel during the summer. What about you, Mr. Muratori? I don't want to hog the spotlight.
Absolutely. It's great to have my best friend at my place of work. And then I get to pop in between classes. I get to wave.
He does. he comes down and pops in and says hi. We used to eat lunch together sometimes. Now with COVID, it's a little weird. So we kind of, everyone kind of keeps themselves a little bit more, but we try to spend as much time together as we can.
Absolutely.
Wait, and this isn't a question, but didn't you get married at the Mount?
Oh yeah. So we met at the Mount. Actually, fun fact, when my sister was working at the Mount, Mrs. Burke knew Mr. Muratori. They had worked together for a while, and she would always tell me, and I wasn't working at the Mount, I was working somewhere else, and she was like, there is this teacher, and he reminds me of you, but he's a guy. And she's like, you have to meet him. And I was like, oh, whatever. Like, I think I was in another relationship at the time. And, you know, I didn't know what was going on. And then when we met each other, it was like, we totally clicked, and just as friends for a while. But then, you know, eventually we fell in love, and you know, we got married at the Mount, and we,
it's a magical place, that Mount.
It's a magical place. And we got married in chapel. The chorale sang for our mass. So we had a full mass with, and Sister Lisa was there, and the bishop officiated, which was absolutely incredible. And yeah, and we even had a small reception in Mercy Hall. So like all those receptions that's you guys awesome. Had in Mercy Hall. Yeah, we had a small one there, and it was awesome. So
you got the full Mount experience.
Full Mount experience. Yeah. People have jokingly called us Mr. and Mrs. Mount.
We got good news from Sister Lisa that we will hopefully be returning to a four-day in-person learning for everybody, which is so exciting. And I feel like while we've done a great job, it's great to see that we're going to slowly be able to get back to being able to be in person and learning and, you know, being more interactive in the class, especially just like being able to sit at a desk in a classroom. Like, I can't tell you like how much I like took that for granted. I was like, oh, I don't want to go to school today. But now like I would give anything to be able to sit in the classroom.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting that we're going to be able to go back soon.
Absolutely. And the weather's getting better too. We'll be able to be outside more. Things are looking up and they're looking really good. So I think we're going to have a fantastic spring. I'm super excited. March, April, it's the best time of year too, you know? So I think it's working out, and we're definitely very excited to be back with all of you guys and have the class together, you know?
Yes.
I mean, from the teacher's perspective, you're like a split personality, right? Because you have like the people there, you're on the computer, you're trying to give your students the attention, so it'll be nice to have larger groups and to be able to hopefully get up and interact with the class a little bit more than we're able to now, for sure.
Especially with Teams, because like, I know like we're supposed to have our cameras on, but sometimes if we're looking at a PowerPoint, we don't necessarily turn them on. It's like hard to like engage. Yeah. So I feel like that also comes with being in person. It's easier to like engage with other people when you're seeing their reactions and you're seeing their faces. So it's great that we're going to be able to get back to that.
Definitely.
So moving on to our next question, because we are a Mercy school, and while we have two of our amazing teachers here, we wanted to we want to ask you, what Mercy core value do you feel has influenced you the most?
Well, let me say, I use Scridge. Service, compassion, respect, integrity, justice. I don't use the other one. Scrinch.
That's his acronym.
Scrinch.
In case you're having trouble remembering it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well,
that was a Miss Gatchko shout out. And
all the freshmen listening to this podcast, you're going to write this down and get ready.
Yeah. Yes. But you know, the Mercy Corps values just that shaped our everyday lives, like all of them.
We're actually Mercy Associates. So we're like the lay people of the Sisters of Mercy.
We made a commitment to the Sisters of Mercy to.
We also independently went to back.
We've both been to Bagot Street in Dublin,
yeah,
but not together.
That's
so
Catherine McCauley,
that's where
the mother house,
the mother sister house is.
She's actually buried there on property.
And there's statues of her. It's the most beautiful place. But we always talk about it because we've been there separately. But we've never
we'll
actually
go
together.
Been
together. Yeah. Wait, so you didn't go together?
No, this was
years back. Like, we both loved to travel, like, before we even knew each other, and we had both gone to Ireland, and because I think we were, I guess because we were, yeah, but as far as, I don't think we answered your Mercy Corps values question. I think that, you know, service is part of our everyday life, right? We are Mercy Associates, we are faculty members at the Mount, we serve our students, we serve the Sister of Mercy, but I love compassion. I think compassion really shapes who I am. I think compassion is love, you know, and I think that's a huge part of being a teacher, of being a part of a Mercy school. And I love that that's one of the Mercy Corps values. Do you have a favorite, Mr. Rudra?
I like the service one.
No.
Integrity,
good one too. I think that has shaped who I am as well. I think that's extremely important to honor that in your life. Sisters of Mercy really know what they're talking about.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And let's not talk about those critical concerns.
Get us started.
We're start going there.
It's great that you're so passionate about them, though.
Mr. Muratori's been working at the Mount for...
This is 15 years
15 years, wow. Almost 10 years. Yeah. Like, this is a huge part of our life. And
I can tell you about Francis Ward, you know, on our trip over.
Next podcast. We'll do a Francis Ward podcast. Very interesting story, actually.
Yes, yes.
She actually brought the Sisters of Mercy to the Americas, if you learned about it in your theology classes.
Catherine McCauley's number one, Francis Ward number two.
Yeah. Okay, well, give me 2 seconds and then, okay. Thank you so much for spending time with us on this call and talking to us. It means so much to us to have the ability to connect with alumni, especially those who have an impact on our education. And we really appreciate you joining us tonight.
Well, thank you for having us. It was great to talk to both of you. You guys are fabulous hosts, and we're happy to come back whenever you want. We had a really fun time tonight.
Thanks for letting me crash the party a little bit.
Of course.